Didn't have gifts. But it's a pleasure to be here.
很高兴又来到这儿。
And today's topic is one that I've been thinking about for a while.
今天要讲的内容我已经思考了一阵子。
Because if you really want to think about how we treat problems that Christians run into,
因为当我们每当想到怎么样处理那些基督徒常遇到的问题，
we always think that it comes from outside.
我们经常认为这些问题是外面的问题。
So we have pictures of like Satan, he's got the horns and he's got the pitchfork and he's all red.
我们会在脑子里想出撒旦的样子，就是头上长角啊，拿着一个叉子。
Or we, think about, cultural problems.
或者想到这个世风日下，
Or things that they're teaching our kids in school.
或者就是在学校里面孩子没有受到好的教导，
Or like, ideas of persecution for our faith.
甚至是对我们信仰的迫害。
But the reality is, in scripture and also in our own lives, most of the problems are not external.
但是在圣经里面，还有我们现实生活中，表明我们大多数遇到的问题不是从外面来的，是从我们里面来的。
I mean, if Satan wanted to trick us,
如果撒旦想要来骗我们，
he's not going to look scary.
他不会像那种画上画的那么可怕，
Because that makes you run away from him, right?
因为他要是那么可怕的话，你看见他就吓跑了。
If Satan breaks out of the ground and comes in a fire and he looks scary, he's a demon.
如果撒旦他是突然从地里冒出来，浑身冒火，面目狰狞的话，
Everybody's going to run away.
大家一看见他就吓跑了。
That's a bad plan if you're trying to make people fall, right?
如果你想要去诱惑人的话，不应该是以这种面目出现。
And so, what he does is he does something very subtle.
所以他的计策是非常非常有计策。
He goes from inside to out.
他其实是从我们里面开始做坏事。
And then, from inside out, you begin to slowly corrupt. And then eventually you find out that your spiritual life is dead.
就我们里面慢慢慢慢的堕落，
I
拉
mean,
到我们的灵的死亡。
recently Lord of the Rings came out with another series, right? I don't know if you guys watch TV.
你们不知道你们看不看电视？
But Lord of the Rings has this new series called Rings of Power.
这个《指环王》又出了新的一季，叫做这个
Just
能，
Rings of Power, like Ring of Power, right?
就是这个有能力的指环。
And in the original book, if you remember, in Lord of the Rings,
在这个《指环王》的原著里面，
you remember that there's that ring and there's Gollum, and then they put on the ring and they start turning evil, right?
你就发现那里面的人，他一旦戴上了这个指环，他立刻就变得邪恶了。
And so slowly over time, you see Frodo like put on the ring, and he gets more and more addicted to the ring until finally, like at the end, he has to fight to throw the ring away.
甚至这个男主他戴上戒指以后，他也慢慢慢慢的改变了，直到最后他就意识到这点，就赶紧把戒指扔掉。
And that story is actually very interesting because that's kind of like how we deal with the world and with sin.
这个故事就隐喻着人类他如何处理自己的罪，
It's always very subtle.
是非常细微的，
Very secret.
是在隐秘处进行的。
Very rarely does anybody else in church realize it until it's too late.
经常是人们意识到这个事情是不好的时候，已经是太晚了。
And that's why I call it self-inflicted wounds.
这就是为什么我今天把它称作自己引起的伤口。
Because, a Christian's difficulty very rarely is forced by the rest of the world.
其实基督徒的困境很少是由外部世界造成的。
We fall into it ourselves.
其实是我们自己把自己绊倒。
Now, there is a reason for this.
是有原因的。
Let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
Are other gods real?
那其他的神是真的吗？
If I give you a carved image of a being,
如果我给你看一个雕塑出来的偶像，
and I make it beautiful with gold, silver, diamonds, precious stones,
上面都是镶金镶银的，非常好看。
And I ask you as Christians, is this a real God?
我会问基督徒说："这是一个真的神吗？"
You're obviously going to say what?
你们肯定会说
No.
不是。
Right? Very easy to tell.
很容易分辨。
And the reason is because other spirits and gods or whatever you want it can't touch us when we are believers.
就是这些外边的假神，当我们相信主的时候，他们是对我们没有作用的。
They have no power over the one true God and his believers.
因为他们在真神面前是毫无能力的，和他们在真神的信徒面前也是毫无能力的。
So you would think that a Christian's life is a lot easier, right?
那么做基督徒不是很容易吗？
Because the all-powerful God protects you and then nothing else can touch you and you're fine.
因为大能的真神罩着我们，别的人不能伤害我们，我们活得很好啊。
But I think all of us who are Christians can honestly say that a Christian's life is not easy.
但是我们这些信主的人，如果诚实地面对自己，会发现信主并不容易。
If powers outside and all these demons and gods or whatever you want to call it can't touch us, then why is our Christian life so difficult?
如果外面的邪恶势力不能伤害我们，为什么信主的路还这么难呢？
Self-inflicted wounds.
那是由于我们自己引起的伤害。
You see, in the passages that we just read, we don't have to read them again.
我们刚才读的那些经文里面，
there comes one phrase that goes over and over and over, right?
有一个词不停地出现。
Some of you follow the teachings of Balaam.
你们顺从巴兰的教训。
Now who's Balaam?
巴兰是谁？
Does anybody kind of know?
你们知不知道巴兰这个人？
Give you guys a little, like the story involves a donkey.
给大家提示一下，巴兰的故事里面有一头驴。
And this donkey is the one who turns around and talks to Balaam.
这头驴它能回头跟巴兰讲话。
So for those that don't know the story, let me paraphrase, okay?
你们没听过故事的，我给你们稍微讲一下。
So Balaam is actually a prophet.
巴兰是一个先知。
But he is not Hebrew and he's not Israelite.
他不是希伯来人，也不是以色列人。
And so let's take a step back here.
那么我们看一下。
That there are people with power that may not be following God, so be very careful.
所以这个故事告诉我们说，那些能跟神讲话的人，他们不一定是真的信神的人。
And the interesting thing about Balaam is that he is able to hear the voice of the one true God.
但巴兰这个人非常特别，他能够听到真神耶和华的声音。
So one day, the Moabites, the enemies of Israel, the king comes to Balaam.
所以有一天，摩押的王来找巴兰。
He says the Israelites grow too numerous.
他说这个以色列人太多了。
What if one day they decide to attack us?
对，我很怕他有一天会来攻击我们。
So I want you as a true prophet to curse them.
因为你是个先知，我希望你能够诅咒以色列人。
And Balaam goes to him, he's like, ooh, I can't do that, buddy. I'm sorry.
巴兰就说，哎呀，恐怕不行。
I can't do that, but why don't you stay a little while?
巴兰说，我现在不行，但是你可不可以等一下？
And so this king sends money, gold, all these offerings to Balaam to try to get him to curse the nation of Israel.
所以这个王就给巴兰送了很多金银财宝，等着他来诅咒以色列人。
And he says, why don't you come meet me? That way we can have a talk face to face.
而且邀请巴兰来，跟他见面，咱们一起谈谈这个事儿。
And so Balaam actually goes to God, and he hears God.
那巴兰其实他是去求问神了。
And God actually says to him, "Go with those men, but don't do anything unless I tell you."
神告诉他说，你跟他们走，但是你不要按照他们说的做，你要按照我说的做。
So Balaam's happy.
所以巴兰特别高兴。
He's going to get all this gold and silver, and he's going to go now meet the king of the Moabites.
他可以留着这些金财宝了，也可以去见那个王了。
Now, as he's traveling, he's riding on a donkey.
他骑着这头驴去见那个王。
And all of a sudden, the donkey stops moving forward.
突然这个驴不走了。
So he hits the donkey.
所以他就打了这个驴。
He kicks the donkey.
踢这个驴。
He pushes the donkey, tries to get it to move forward.
他使劲推这头驴，想让他往前走。
And the donkey turns around and says to him, "Why are you hitting me?"
那个驴突然就回头了，开口说话说：“你干嘛打我？”
Imagine that happens to you, right?
你设想一下，如果你在开车，这车突然跟你说话。
You're trying to turn it on.
你想把
tires.
这个车不走了，你就在那儿踢它。
The radio turns on. Why are you hitting me?
这个车突然说话了，说你为什么打我？
Such a strange situation, right?
是很奇怪的景象。
The reason why the donkey stops is because he sees an angel of the Lord ahead who's ready to kill them.
这个驴为什么停下来呢？因为他看到前面有神的使者要杀他们。
And so finally, when Balaam's eyes are opened, he sees that.
后来巴兰的眼睛也被打开了，看到了神的使者。
And then he goes, and his eyes are opened, but yet at the very end, he continues on to the Moab king.
虽然他的眼睛被打开了，但是他还是一意孤行去见了那个王。
And so when this Balaam goes there and he's trying to figure out how to curse the Israelites, he opens his mouth and three times he blesses the nation of Israel.
巴兰到了那儿，他本来是想咒诅以色列人，但是他张嘴说了三次，都是说的是祝福的话。
Because God does not allow him to curse the nation of Israel.
因为神不允许他来咒诅以色列民。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God has protected the nation with all
of it. 因为神在保护以色列民。
Same with us.
对我们也是同样的。
So then why is Scripture so worried about the teachings of Balaam?
那既然如此，为什么经文还在反复地批判巴兰呢？
The reason is because what comes next.
原因在下面。
You see, Balaam is a smart guy.
巴兰他很聪明。
He tells the king of Moab.
他对摩押的王说。
And he says, I can't curse them.
我不能咒诅以色列人。
But there's one way that you can get them to fall.
但是有一个办法，你可以让他们跌倒。
They have to fall themselves. I cannot do it for you.
他们自己会跌倒，我不能让他们跌倒。
So this is what you do.
那你就依计而行。
Send your beautiful women into the Israelite camps and cities and towns.
把你那些漂亮的妇女送到以色列的营中。
Attract all those single men.
去引诱他们那儿的那些男人。
No, if it was modern day, it'd be like Tinder, like, you know, swipe right, swipe left.
在现在这个世界，就好像那些网上那些交友软件一样。
Attract all of them.
去吸引这些人。
And then what you do is you slowly bring them into idol worship.
然后你就可以慢慢地把他们带入拜假神、拜偶像的这个境地当中。
Because he knows that men are willing to compromise for a beautiful woman, right?
因为你知道男人他们为了取悦女人，他们什么都愿意做。
I mean, Sangwa has the same situation, right? Why did Lu Bu kill his stepfather?
就像三国时候吕布杀了他的义父。
You see, they lure them, and then when the Israelites start to worship other gods,
那么他们就用这种方式引诱以色列人去拜假神。
Numbers 31 calls it the incident of pure, P-E-O-R.
这个民数记31章把这件事称作闭耳的事。
And it is a plague that strikes the Israelites.
因为这件事，以色列人当中起了一次瘟疫。
Moab didn't need to do anything.
摩押人不需要做任何事情。
They just let the Israelites fall, and all of a sudden, God sends a plague which kills many Israelites.
只要引诱他们跌倒，那神就来惩罚以色列人了。
You see, it's so easy to blame external forces for our problems when we're Christians.
我们做基督徒经常会埋怨外在的这些力量，为我们自己辩护。
Oh, this person made me do it, or I didn't have a good experience there. There's all these things that we can blame outside.
你经常从外部找原因说，因为他做了这件事，所以我才这样做。
We can blame culture and say, oh, culture twisted our kids to do the wrong thing.
我们也会去埋怨外部的环境，比如说，世风日下，所以我的孩子也被带坏了。
But the trouble is, most of the time, it's self-inflicted.
但是事实上，很多这些问题都是我们自己造成的。
We compromise and we allow the world to enter our lives, and then we wonder Where is God?
我们向世界妥协，我们向世界低头。 而这个做了这些事情以后，我们又在想神在哪里？
And you know, this is such a difficult thing, right?
这是个很难的事情。
Because if you want to know how this feels, parents, you'll know what I'm talking about.
你要想知道这个事情是什么感觉，做父母的就知道。
Parents know because sometimes when you watch your kids do poorly,
那做父母的看到孩子表现不好。
You want to blame his or her friends or the school system or the teacher.
你就会去从他的朋友上找原因，从他的学校老师里面找原因。
But deep down inside,
但你自己内心深处知道,
No, Albert is lazy.
你知道，因为你的孩子很懒。Oh,
Albert's spending too many times playing games.
你知道，你的孩子花了太多时间打游戏。
And it hurts because it's always self-inflicted, right?
你非常不想接受这个事实，因为这个事实是他们自己造成的。Like
I used to get like the same report card every year in elementary school.
我上小学的时候，每年都拿到同样的这个成绩单。Teacher's
note.
这个还有老师的评语。Says
Albert is a very smart boy.
老师会说 Albert 是个很聪明的孩子。Brilliant. 非常聪明。Will
not stop talking. To other people in class.
他上课的时候老跟别人讲话.
And my parents look at me.
我的家长会看着我.
I look at them.
然后看看他们.
And they know it's not because of the textbook or anything else.
他们知道不是因为书教科书怎么了.
Self-inflicted.
这都是我自己造成的.
And this happens all throughout life for us.
在我们人的一生中经常发生这样的事情.
I remember one time.
我记得有一次,
I had graduated undergrad.
我大学毕业,
and then I was working.
我找到一个工作,
and then I wanted a better job.
然后我想换一个更好的工作.
So I interviewed with a really prestigious financial institution, right? Financial firm.
然后我就到一个很有名的一个财务公司去面试.
And I remember because I had to go through like four different interviews with them, right?
All in 那个时候我一连进行了四轮面试.
And they were so interested because first it was like, you know, the recruiter, and then it was HR, and then it was the team director, and the team leader, and then it was the director of Northeast Operations or something like that.
我这一路过关斩将，经历了重重面试，一直到了他们的这个区域的领导那儿.
And the conversations go so well.
这个谈话都进行得很好.
Maybe Albert's good at BSing. Who knows, right?
他们会觉得这个Albert非常能言善道.
I remember this because at the very end of the last fourth interview,
在最后一个面试的时候,
the director guy, that like the very high up VP, president of whatever group, says, hey, you seem like a great fit.
这个大领导就跟我说, 你看来挺适合这个职位.
We had just talked for like 45 minutes about different things that could happen.
我们就一直谈了40多分钟.
He just says, I'm off. What was your GPA in undergrad?
他就突然就问说, 你上大学的时候成绩怎么样?
And I started to sweat, right? A little bit of sweat.
然后我开始出冷汗.
I said, uh-oh.
吓坏了.
And I told him, it was under 3.
我告诉他说我的平均分是在3.0以下.
He said, oh.
然后他说,
later, conversation's over.
结果, 马上这个谈话就结束了.
2 days later, we regret to inform you we've gone with another candidate, blah, 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 blah. We appreciate you having interest in our firm, but sorry, we're not going to hire you at this time.
然后2天之后, 只能, 拒绝了 Albert.
Oh, disappointing.
非常的令人失望.
You know what makes it more disappointing?
那你觉得最令我失望的是什么?
Because now, Pastor Liu can say, I told you so.
以前的事情会告诉我说,就是早就告诉你了。
So, I thought to myself, like, had I listened to my parents, had I studied, gotten good grades, I would have a higher paying job now, double, triple my salary.
我那时候非常的后悔，想我当时为什么不好好学习呢？为什么不好好考试呢？我成绩好一点，我现在的工资会高很多。
Self-inflicted.
这都是我自作自受。
You know, for Christians, it's the exact same way.
对基督徒而言是一样的。
We talk about our difficulties as a Christian, how we run into problems with sin or problems and issues with other brothers and sisters, all these different things. And very rarely do we look inside and say, hey, what did I do?
作为基督徒，我们每当遇到问题，比如说与别人的问题啊，与人际交往的问题啊，我们都很少会从自己找原因，说我到底做错了什么。
We wonder why things don't work out.
我们经常会抱怨说这个不对，那个不对。
But we forget what it means, the teachings of Balaam.
所以我们忘了巴兰的教训。
You see, Balaam's teaching wasn't one to say, hey, you go out and, you know, just do all the worst things, that way God will not protect you.
巴拉没有告诉他们说你可以去想做什么做什么，等着神来惩罚你。
He brings sin subtly.
他只是非常用微妙的方式让罪进入以色列人当中。
Little compromises here and there.
让以色列人一点一点的妥协。
Oh, you know what? Everybody else is doing this. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
他们会想，别人都是做同样的事情啊，没什么关系。
So you see, Israel runs into problems like this all throughout the Old Testament, right?
你知道，以色列人在旧约当中不停地遇到类似的问题。
When they have a single leader, Moses, they get mad.
他们遇到了摩西。
And other of the priesthood actually come and say, how come you, Moses, are making decisions for us? We should have an equal say. And you guys know what happens after that.
当时摩西在领导以色列人，那其他的那些领袖就不干了，说凭什么让我们听摩西的？
Korah's rebellion, ground opens up and swallows all of Korah's tribe, or most of Korah's tribe.
那时候可拉党人起来，就是反叛，就被神给灭了。
And then later on, they have judges.
然后后来他们又有了士师。
God judges according to the judges and the prophets, but they don't want that, right?
神通过士师和先知来带领以色列人，但是他们还是不听。
If you read how Saul is selected to be king,
你们如果读过扫罗是怎样被拣选成为国王的，
The nation of Israel says, we want a king to lead us like other nations.
以色列人当时想的是，我们想要一个其他的民族那样的王。
And so Saul is picked to be king.
所以他们就挑选了扫罗。
And you find out what happens with Saul, right?
所以大家都知道扫罗干了什么事情。
And then later on, you go through these kings who by bloodline control all the nation of Israel, and all of the problems that come in with it are all the idols start appearing within the nation.
那么根据 这些王的后代靠血统治理以色列，又来了新的问题，就是这些假神的引入。
Even someone like David.
甚至连大卫都不例外。
How do you know that David had idols in his house?
你们怎么知道大卫家里也拜假神？
When Saul's daughter was helping David escape him, what did she do?
扫罗的女儿帮助大卫逃跑的时候，她做了什么？
She took what? An idol and put it in bed and covered it. And when they opened it, they said, oh, it's not David. David has escaped.
她拿了一个偶像放在床单下面，假装是大卫。
And so you see that idols had already infiltrated the nation of Israel from the very beginning all the way to even David and eventually to Solomon and future kings.
我们看到偶像假神在以色列人当中一直是存在的。
And God reminds his people through prophets again and again, turn away from the idols so that what? So that you will not perish.
神通过先知一遍一遍地警告以色列人，让他们远离拜偶像、拜假神，否则就会让他们灭门。
But they refuse.
但是他们不愿意这样做。
There's always a remnant.
经常是有这些余孽。
It says that even the good kings of Israel in the Old Testament, they removed all the idols, but did not remove them from the high places.
经常在这个历史书里面看到，即使有好的王清除了偶像假神，但是在高地他们拜那些东西还是没有清除。
They take out most of it.
他们经常是清理了一大半。
They leave a little bit.
而留下了一点点。
And then they go on, they wonder, God, why don't you answer us?
然后他们又会去向神呼求说，神啊，你为什么不听我们的呢？
Well, you kept the idols there.
因为他们还是有偶像。
You see, brothers and sisters, what does this mean for a modern day Christian, however?
那这些事情对一个现今的基督徒意味着什么呢？
You see, the warning in Revelations is to the church.
我们知道在启示录里面有对教会的一些警告。
And Revelation chapter 2 that we already read.
启示录第二章我们刚才读到。
So I'm going to find it for us real quick.He says this, but I have a few things against you in verse 14. You have some there who hold to the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that they may eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality.
二章十四节，然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这巴兰曾教导巴勒，将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
What it's saying is that,Even within the church, there were people who were teaching things from the world.
他告诉我们说，在教会里面也会有人把世上的事情带进来。
I mean, the subtlety of this is a very dangerous phrase, right?
这个微妙之处在于。
And we're not saying that you can't use skills that you learn in the outside world in church.
不是说我们不会把世界上的经验带进教会。
But sometimes it's not a great idea.
但是有很多时候呢，这样做并不好。
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example.
我给大家举个例子。
So let's say you're planning an event for church.
好比说你在教会要进行一项活动。
And let's say that you're the leader of planning this event.
你来这个领导这件事情。
Okay, and you say, okay, we're going to follow this project management style.Okay.
那你就会说啊，我们来运用这个项目管理的经验来做这个事情。
And you pick all the kids and adults, right? And you put them in a room.
然后你把这些人集中在一个屋子里。
Okay, and you tell them, well, the sprint one process is that we need to first make sure that we book our time, how many hours we're working on each thing, right?
然后你说第一步我们是要把自己在每件事上花的时间记录下来。
And you tell them, okay, I want a status report each day you work on planning for our retreat.
我想要大家每天都提供一个报告，告诉我你今天做了什么。
We're going to open up an Asana or a Slack or something, and we're going to make sure everybody makes notation there when you do and finish a task.
然后我们用一个专业的软件，让每个人把自己做的事情记录下来。
And then we're going to have 8 a.m. Planning meeting, stand-up meeting every single Monday morning.
然后每个星期早上我们来一个这个碰头会。
I mean, it sounds like it would work because it worked at work, right?
听起来好像应该是可以的。
But you try waking up the 16-year-old who's supposed to take your kids ministry at 8 a.m. to come to a board meeting for planning. Is that going to work?
但是你要让这些人，他本来是没有时间做这个事情，你让他做这些，有用吗？
Theoretically, it sounds like it should work. Project management, right, at work. Let's apply it to church.
就像这种外面这职场上的这些项目管理的经验可以用到教会里吗？
The reality is project management doesn't care about feelings.
这个问题就是说职场上的项目管理经验不关心人的这个情感。
You don't do what you're supposed to do, you get fired.
如果你不做那些你被要求做的事情，你就会丢掉工作。
But church is different.
但是教会不一样。
Church is very different.
教会非常非常不一样。
Because the people who are serving sometimes matters more than the events or the project that you're trying to accomplish.
在教会里面，那些服侍的人比他们要服侍的、达到的这些目的、要做的事情更加重要。
So like I used to do a lot of youth group work, right?
我以前在这个青少年里面有很多服侍。
And one of the things that I enjoy.But had the toughest time was teaching youth how to do worship.
我非常享受做一件事情，但是也非常难的一件事情就是教导这些青年怎么样来敬拜。
Honestly, it's because they're terrible.
这个事情有时候竟然会很难。
Like if you tell a kid to pick up a guitar and start playing, I guarantee you the first couple of years, the parents, I'm sorry, but your ears are going to ring every single evening that they practice.
如果我就是想培养一个孩子来弹吉他，来带敬拜的话，头几年的话，这个家长会很痛苦，因为他们会经常听到这些，这个就是练得还没有成熟的这些个音乐。
And you try to get them to do something simple, but it never works out, right?
如果你就只是老让他们做一些很简单的事情，那他们永远也不能会带敬拜。I
used to hate when my mom sat next to me while I was practicing piano.
我小的时候特别讨厌我弹钢琴，练钢琴的时候，我妈妈坐在一旁看着我。Let
me explain why.
我给大家解释一下为什么。
Show you why, okay? I'll show you.
我告诉你为什么。
Kids, this is exactly what happens. And they start clapping next to you. You're like, I'm practicing, mom. Why are you clapping next to me?
你会觉得说我在这儿弹的时候，你为什么在旁边鼓掌呢？
You work with kids for worship.
当你跟孩子们一起敬拜的时候。
You realize why your mom or dad did that.
你就意识到为什么你妈妈会做那样的事情。
It's such a terrible feeling when it's offbeat and not the right key and everything's going wrong.
因为当他们听到你弹错了，弹走了音了，然后弹的那个节奏不对，他们就觉得很难受。
If I was to treat this as a work project and I implemented work ways into church, man, those kids would all quit by the end of the day.
如果我用世界这个职场上这些项目管理的方法来管理这些孩子的话，这些孩子马上就会都跑掉了。Because
the purpose is not just to sound good.
因为我们的目的不仅仅是想让敬拜听起来悦耳好听。The
purpose is to teach them to worship God.
我们的目的其实是帮助他们一起来敬拜主。Completely
different direction.
是完全不一样的这个方向。What
I always thought really funny until I had kids.
那么，我没有孩子之前，经常觉得很可笑的一件事情是。
Why parents clap so loud and cheer so loud for their kids' orchestra? Because I'm like, wow, this is pretty bad.
为什么家长看孩子表演节目的时候就那么就是卖命的这鼓掌啊叫好啊？
Because you want to encourage them.
因为家长想要鼓励孩子。
If you took the world's way of doing things and you applied it into church, you realize that you lose a component of our faith, which is love.
当你把职场上做事的事情应用在教会的时候，你就会发现你已经丢掉了一个很重要的一个成分，就是爱。And
that's one example of how the world can slowly creep into a Christian's life.
那就是为什么世界的事情会慢慢潜入教会当中。
Because you look for results, not relationships, right?
因为我们会去看重的是结果，而不是过程和人的相处关系。That's
not what it means to be part of a family.
那不是我们想在家人当中实行的事情。You
see, the teachings of Balaam are ones that the church had to fight against in Revelations.
这些巴兰的这些教训就是在 启示录当中提醒我们，教会要警醒的。Because
it was attempting to lead the believers astray.
因为很容易就让信徒走上错误的道路。Now,
for those of you that know scripture,
你们对经文熟悉的应该知道。You
realize there's a little bit of a contradictory phrase, right?
好像有一点自相矛盾，这个经文。It
says, so that they may eat food sacrificed to idols, and practice sexual immorality, in verse 14, Revelations 2:14.
在十四节说，这巴兰曾教导巴勒，将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。But
you also know that scripture says that it is not what goes into the mouth that makes a man unclean, right? When they're talking about food sacrificed to idols.
你应该记得经文还说过，吃到嘴里的并不能让人变得污秽。So
it's not just talking about, you know, just eating food that they found on the marketplace that was sacrificed to idols.
就是讲的是，就说在吃外面卖的那些个祭过偶像的东西。
But rather, what comes after, right?
而是吃完了以后。
Maybe somebody took a brother to the market.
也许有人带一个弟兄去集市上面。
They said, don't you remember they taught us food sacrifice idols, it's okay.
他会说你记不记得有人教导我们说那些祭过偶像之物是可以吃的。
So therefore, let's just go to the temple. It's okay. We're not going to get hurt by it. It's fine.
所以咱们就去那个庙里去吃吧，没关系，我们不会受到伤害的。
And then they bring and they worship and they get free food and they're done.
然后他们就去敬拜，然后呢拿了这些免费的食物。
You see, food sacrifice to idols is not wrong, right? To consume that.
可以吃祭拜偶像之物，没有问题的。
But the worship of idols still remains wrong before God.
但是你去敬拜这些假神是错的。
You see how easily you can fall into that trap?
你看没看到你很容易就会落到这个陷阱里。
I mean, when we think about self-inflicted wounds,
当我们谈到自作自受、咎由自取的时候，
it requires us to be very, very astute and aware when things have pushed across the line.
我们应该非常非常的谨慎当这个事情越界了的时候。
And it's so difficult because there's another teaching within scripture.
这个很难，因为在经文里面还有一处的教导说
is that you are free.
你们是自由的。
Sin has no power over you.
Oh, 罪在你们身上没有权势。
And so you can do what you want to do.
你想做什么都可以。
And so you run into this wire where like you're just not sure.
所以你就会觉得你有的时候会举棋不定。
You see, the interesting thing about all of this is that God has a solution for all these things.
那么很好的一点就是神在这些事情上给我们一个很好的指导。
Because scripture is clear, it says all things are permissible, right?
因为经文也说过凡事都可行。
College students love using that.
这个学校大学生经常会引用这句经文。
Not bothering me. All things are permissible. Okay.
他们经常会说：“你别管我，凡事都可行。”
Second half of that verse, guys.
那只是半句经文啊，同志们。
Not all things are what beneficial.
凡事都可行，但不是凡事都有益处。
So do things that are beneficial.
你要做那些有益处的事情。
If you are to eat meat sacrificed to idols,
如果你们想吃祭拜偶像之物，
but a brother or sister thinks that that is sinning,
如果有一个弟兄姐妹认为那个是犯罪，
your freedom does not give you the freedom to eat, but the freedom to abstain.
你的自由不是说让你可以想吃就吃，你的自由让你可以不吃。
For the sake what? For the sake of your brother or sister.
为了那个弟兄的缘故。
You see, Balaam uses this kind of freedom to trick people to do things that they should not.
巴兰用这个自由去引诱这些人做不该做的事情。
But if we use Scripture's way, which is to do it for the sake of others, it limits us, but it limits us in love.
但是你如果按照经文的教导，为了别人的缘故来使用这个自由的话。
Because we do things for the sake of another.
如果我们为了别人的缘故而考虑该不该做一件事情的时候，
We abstain for the sake of another.
我们是可以用这个自由去不做一些事情，为了别人的缘故。
We do that out of love.
而且我们这样做是出于爱心。
You see, what? Out of love forces us and brings us into a different direction.
当我们出于爱心做事的时候，就会带领我们到一个不同的一条路上。
It doesn't allow us to be bound by legalism.
它让我们不至于被律法所束缚。
But it also does not bind us to being free and just free to do anything we want.
也防止我们为所欲为。
Because the focus is no longer us.
因为我们的重点不再是我们自己。
You see, Balaam's teaching focuses on the individual person's desires.
因为巴兰他的计谋就是让我们自己关注自己的私欲。
And those desires are what take something that is neutral and turns it evil.
这些私欲使得那些无关紧要的事情变成了有害的事情。
But when we start focusing on our brothers and sisters, those neutral things become good.
但是当我们的重点放在出于爱心对待弟兄姐妹上的时候，这些中性的事情就会变成好的事情。
That by abstaining, we no longer find it a burden, but a joy.
我们自己控制自己，不去做一些事情，不是我们的这个负担，而成了我们的喜乐。
Because love supersedes all.
因为爱胜过一切。
See, brothers and sisters, it's time for Christians to look inside.
所以，弟兄姐妹，作为基督徒，我们要自省。
What within our lives has allowed the world and the culture to creep in?
我们要反省自己的人生，我们的生命中有什么东西允许外面的东西偷偷的进来？
Do we cause ourselves to fall and then blame others?
我们有没有绊倒了自己，然后又去埋怨别人？
Or do we sit there and we understand what God has called us to do, and so therefore we do it out of love for others?
或者我们有没有认识到神到底要让我们做什么，而且是用出于爱心去做这个事情？
See, too often, do we use worldly solutions for spiritual issues?
我们经常把世俗的方法应用在属灵的事情上。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we trust, handbooks and lessons from outside, and we very rarely trust scripture because it's not as efficient.
因为我们信任呢，是外界的那些手册啊，那些经验，我们不相信我们所读的圣经。
We're not willing to look into the word and understand why God has called us to do something.
我们对经文没有兴趣，我们不想去实践，去总结，发现为什么神让我们这样做。
We don't say what, where does it say in scripture that this is okay or not?
我们并不是说这个经文里有什么会说啊，能不能做这个事儿或那个事儿。
And instead, in Bible study, we say, well, I think, and you think, everybody thinks that maybe this is the way. And nobody says, well, what does the Bible actually say? Right?
我们在查经的时候，经常说啊，我认为这样，他认为那样，每个人发表自己的看法，但是很少有人会说，其实经文里是这样说的。
But if we want to stray away and stop ourselves from following the teachings of Balaam,
但是如果我们想要防止我们落入巴兰的陷阱，
then we need to understand the teachings of Christ.
我们一定要明白基督的教导。
And the only way to do that is to know what? The Word of God.
要想知道基督的教导，必须要熟悉神的话，
To look at the Word of God.
看神的话，
To understand why.
明白神的话，知道他为什么这样说，
And then to follow after him.
而且顺从，照着他说的去行。
And with that, let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you allow us to be righteous and holy before you.
我们祷告，求你让我们在你眼前为义、为圣洁。
But would our righteousness and holiness be covered in your love?
我们的称义和圣洁都是在你的宝血遮盖之下。
Because remember the sacrifice that you made.
我们知道你为我们做的牺牲，
And so that we would sacrifice for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们也愿意为我们的弟兄姐妹做同样的牺牲。
Let us keep the world away from our faith.
求你带领我们的信仰纯正，远离世俗的搅扰。
So that we would be in the world but not of the world.
让我们生在世中，并不属于这个世界。
Warn us when the world is trying to take a piece of our faith.
当这个世界要在我们的心中占据一席之地的时候，求你警醒我们。
And remind us once again, day in and day out, what your word has to say to us.
每天提醒我们，你的话对我们所说的是什么。
We love you and we thank you.
我们爱你，感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
我们谢谢 Albert 在我们中间传讲神的话语。